Blackstone Audio presents The Georgetown Set, Friends and Rivals in Cold War Washington, by Greg Herkin. This book is read by Lloyd James. In Memory of Marguerite M. Herkin, 1911 to 2013. The hand that mixes the Georgetown Martini is time and again the hand that guides the destiny of the Western world. Henry Kissinger. Prologue. Salonisma, when Washington worked. On a Sunday evening in June 1961, President John F. Kennedy was looking for advice and some help. Less than 2 weeks earlier, he had met in Vienna with the leader of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev. For Kennedy, the meeting had been a disaster. Khrushchev had played up the young president's inexperience and could point to a number of recent setbacks for America in the Cold War. 2 months earlier, the Soviet Union had sent the first man into space. Kennedy, at the same time, had had to shoulder the blame for a bloody fiasco, a CIA-sponsored invasion that tried, and failed, to overthrow Fidel Castro, the Kremlin's client in Cuba. More ominously, Khrushchev had warned Kennedy at Vienna that there would soon be a showdown over the future of Berlin, the Western enclave inside communist East Germany that was a centerpiece of the Soviet-American confrontation. The previous Friday, June 16th, the White House had announced that the president would spend the weekend at Glen Ora, the 19th-century farmhouse in the Virginia Hunt country that Kennedy used as a retreat. The official explanation was that the president needed to recuperate from a strained back. Kennedy's back problem.